Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meghan Trainor, it's 102.7 Kiss 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 FM. Ryan Seacrest with you. Tubbs, are you massaging yourself? Can you use that arm to bring in Noah Centineo into the Zoom here?
I looked
over to cue him, and he's massaging his shoulder. Noah Centineo. Now, do you remember we had Noah on about 4.5 years ago? He was talking about To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which y'all were obsessed with.
Obsessed.
And he's back. Noah, remember Noah, 4.5 years ago? To All the Boys I've Loved Before. He was 22 years old. He's back as an older gentleman now and a superstar. Noah, good to see you, brother.
You are wild for that introduction. Thanks, Ryan. How you guys doing?
Because I remember, you know, when we first get to meet somebody, it's a vivid memory, right? And it's always fun to see what happens in a short amount of time for you afterwards. Does it feel like it's been a short amount of time?
4.5 years. I can't believe it. You said 4.5 years. And I went, oh my God, has it been that long? But also that's not that long, I suppose, for some people. For me, it certainly feels like a long time.
Are you the same guy, Noah? Have you changed?
I've changed, Ryan. I've changed so much. I don't know. I think it's really cool to be able to see the industry from different perspectives, right? Like you start when you're 15, or I was younger, but you start like auditioning, turning over every rock, trying to get a job, you know, and then you start to get jobs thrown at you and people are like, hey, do you want to do this? And you're like, well, that's interesting. I thought I would have to audition for it. And so I guess the experience in the industry changes and my relationship with it changes, but I would like to hope that I'm the same
well,
person.
What about your friends? Do they expect you to buy dinner?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I did. All right.
Nah. Well, we like take turns. I think that's what we do. We just like all kind of take turns.
Oh, you do the credit card roulette.
We like that game.
Yeah,
that,
you put all the credit cards in the middle.
And how does that work? Good. You throw them all in the middle, right?
Right. And or like then, in someone's baseball cap, and then you whatever one gets picked, that's who pays.
That's one game. Have you ever played the one where you put all your phones in the middle of the table?
Yes.
And the first one to grab their phone has to pay.
Oh,
no, but
we played
the game where you put all your phones in the middle, and whoever's you pull out, you're allowed to go into their phone, go into their contacts, and write a text to anybody as them. And I am diabolical at writing a text to a guy's girlfriend.
Oh my.
I did to a buddy of mine, and I wrote the cheesiest text to a girl he just started dating.
No.
About how, you know, he was in a hotel and the scent of the pillowcase reminded him of her.
Oh my.
And it was like so weird.
It was like some Shakespearean.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyway, Noah Centineo is with us now. So the recruit, this is a cool thing. You're playing a CIA lawyer.
Yeah. On his like first day, it's fun. The recruit. Yeah, I play a young kid named Owen Hendricks, fresh out of law school, goes to the CIA. It's his second day on the job. He gets assigned a case that throws his whole life into a spin, if you will, or a complete decline. He has to figure out how to get a former asset out of prison, and it almost kills him over and over and over again. And
so, was it intense for you?
At times. It was super fun too, though. I mean, the show is so genre blending. There's so much in there. It's intense and it's suspenseful and it's action, but it's funny and there's a little bit of romance. So it was kind of a crazy roller coaster. And we filmed it in Montreal. We were there for 6 months. So I finally know what it's like to live in a tundra, I will say. And I'm glad that I had that experience.
The recruit, a CIA lawyer. Is there a lot of intense vocabulary in the script?
There's some legal jargon.
Yeah. I would panic.
I didn't really. Oh, dude, it was the first month was learning what I was saying. Like right. I would have to run back or call the showrunner and be like, "Yo, so the context of this situation, like, how? Why am I afraid? What's the actual situation I'm in? Because I just had no idea.
Anything CIA, I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
With. Oh yeah.
Anything. Yeah, I love that stuff.
They actually let us go to Langley after. We went there about a month ago when we were promoting. The CIA invited us to come to the headquarters.
Wow.
Are you allowed to tell us about that?
Yeah.
I can tell you, like, I can tell you that they didn't really tell us anything.
Right. But did you stand on the big seal on the floor where you see in all the movies yeah. where their logo is?
Oh, yeah, totally. So you really do like the CIA. You even I'm know obsessed. That there's like a.
I mean, my name is Seacrest.
Seacrest. You know things.
Yeah, yeah. I always just think that it's so cool that the intelligence, the access, the way that they gather the assets. I mean, all of that's just a fascinating world.
It is. It really is. And the things that they want to protect the most are methods, you know, like how they go about doing so, how they go about contacting their assets and getting all this information. I mean, they really are just a massive data collection system. And all they do is report to, you know, themselves and the government. They just go, this is what we've learned. Do with this what you
need to do. All right, Noah Centineo, thank you for coming on The Recruit, now streaming on Netflix. Good to see you, pal. Keep it up, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Great to see you guys again.
Good to see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I remember he came in for All the Boys I've Loved Before. Tanya, you were like beside yourself about it.
Did you see my awkward wave to him in the beginning? I was like, hi.
Yes, I did.
This has been popping up on my Netflix. I really need to watch it.
Me too.
Now
I connected all the dots.
Me too.
I'm like, wait, The Recruit? I don't know. Oh, that guy. Right, I like that guy.
How did you not? His face is like, bam. And
his face looks different to me. Yeah, and his voice sounds different.
I know. And I didn't recognize him from, now it all connects.
Netflix was really pushing this one hard. Like, I couldn't.
It's in my top row all the time. It keeps coming up.
All right, let's come back here. Knott's Berry Farm tickets and then Ryan's Roses.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.